electric radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back now. And before we get back to a little more of Eustace Mullins and what he's talking about, the Federal Reserve private cartel of banks, I did want to mention that it's interesting to see the change in the nature of things here in my state of Rhode Island and how the Aldridge family, which is the maternal grandfather, Nelson A. Aldridge, was the maternal grandfather of Rockefeller. So he and his forces, his banking interests, were lobbying for the Federal Reserve and for the income tax amendment. Here's the super rich guy who, and the foundations with him, the Rockefeller and other foundations, lobbying for an income tax as if they're going to pay the income tax. Which they don't. The income tax was sold as a tax on the rich, getting those rascals, those barons of labor. And here they were, the big barons who were promoting it. So in this state, you know, where I reside, in Rhode Island, the Republicans had controlled the legislature for a while. I'm not tooting the horn of the Republicans. Let us remember the Republican Party was bankrupt from the beginning. In the 1860s, during the war between the states, the Republican Party had been taken over by the most radical of socialists, the Thaddeus Stevens Republicans, who basically destroyed the sovereignty of this country. That was their goal, to work for, again, the banking interest of the Shipp family and the Morgans and the Rockefeller Rothschild cabal. So this is what they were doing, was destroying the liberty of America. It wasn't the liberty just of the southern states. It was liberty, again, the very liberty that Patrick Henry was talking about. Forbid it, Almighty God. Here we are escaping from the King of England and falling right smack dab into a whole new tyranny, a despotism the likes of which you have never seen before. The kings of old, you know, the denunciation of the divine right of kings, it was terrible, you know. And the idea of neutrality and so forth under the old Queen of England, we can't have that anymore. We have to step into modern times and do away with our isolationism and our extreme, separation from borders and wars and armies and so forth. We've got to step into the modern age is what they're told us then, and they're still telling us that today, because there's always a whole new crop, a whole new generation of morons that will believe whatever it is their college profs teach them, whatever it is the media teach them, whatever it is the papers teach them, academia, and Hollywood. And we know that just about all of that is totally fake, except a few independent voices here and there, like Mel Gibson and a few others, whose latest movie is about to come out. So, anyway, get back to what we were listening to about the Federal Reserve and the banksters and the new Zionist World Order interview with Eustace Mullins. Go ahead.
People who bought control in 1914, they were the Schiff family and the Warburg family. And, of course, they still have their own family fortunes, and they have a controlling interest in Federal Reserve Bank stock, in various Federal Reserve banks. It's not all in one Federal Reserve Bank. It's in a number of Federal Reserve banks. And so, I think most of the holders of Federal Reserve Bank have at least stock in at least five of the Federal Reserve banks.
What are the consequences of having the Federal Reserve control the monetary system of the United States?
Well, the consequences are very important, and they're never discussed by any economist in the United States. The Federal Reserve Bank is a central bank. And a central bank, this is not taught in any economics class in the United States or in the world, a central bank is a bank of issue, which has the right to print all the money it wants. That's what a bank of issue means. You can print all the money you want. There's no control over it whatsoever. And right now, the Federal Reserve Bank is printing trillions of dollars, which are almost worthless, and they're looking for hyperinflation, actually, because it'll be a repeat of 1924 in Germany. But I think they're taking some precautions. It probably won't happen, because they've been through all that. They know exactly what will happen. And in hyperinflation, the money becomes worthless to the point where you have to have a wheelbarrow full of currency, paper currency, to buy a loaf of bread, which is normally worth 18 cents at that time. So they don't want to go through that again, so they're taking care of that. But the Federal Reserve has printed so much of this paper fiat currency, debt money, that it's overloaded the world. China and Japan have trillions of dollars of our so-called national debt, which is our currency. And, of course, they know that when it goes, it goes. When a currency becomes worthless, nothing's more worthless than the currency that becomes worthless. So they're staving off the inevitable by hedging and doing what they can. But once you buy this debt, this paper dollar currency, you're stuck with it unless you can find another sucker to take it off your hands. And there's nobody right now who wants any part of it. So China and Japan are stuck with it. And they bought this currency to maintain trade with the United States. That's all it was for. So in effect, we're financing our trade with China and trade with Japan by our Federal Reserve currency, which is neither federal. It's not federal any more than the Federal Express Company is a federal company. And it has no reserves because it doesn't need any reserves, because it prints its own currency. If you can print your own money, what do you need of reserves? You just go and warm up the printing press and turn out another $10 billion. So, finally, it's not a system. It's called the Federal Reserve System. It's not federal. It has no reserves. And it's not a system, but I'm the only person in the world who's ever defined it in my works as a criminal syndicate. And that's what it is. It's a criminal syndicate, just like the Mafia, which is one of its subsidiaries, and the CIA and all of the criminal syndicates work out of the Federal Reserve System, because that's what a Federal Reserve System is. A central bank is a group of bankers which have total control of a nation's economy, and they print their own money, print as much as they want to, and it eventually becomes worthless and through speculation. See, a central bank is set up for speculation. The Federal Reserve System was set up solely for speculation. And its author, Paul Warburg, who was a partner of Kuhnlope Company in New York, which, by the way, financed the Communist Revolution, financed the Hitler Revolution, and financed the Japanese entry into World War II. So I defined in my work that a central bank's principal role is for war finance, because war finance is the most profitable enterprise you can get into. And so if you're a banker, you're looking for the best investment you can make, which is a war. For instance, the Iraq War. Now, when they set up the Iraq War, Halliburton and Company, which is the oil production company, or an oil equipment company, actually, but it finances the big oil explorations. And they found out that, all companies found out that a war is the most profitable investment you can have. During World War I, Rockefeller, out of his patriotic goodwill, upped the price of oil five times to the U.S. government. That's how we won the war. And that's how he became, he was already the richest man in the world. And the richest man in the world wants to become the richest man in the universe, which is your next step, and apparently he made that. So that's when it comes. People wonder why a billionaire wants more money. Now, H.L. Hunt's sons and four sons, each one of them started off life at 21 with $1 billion at that time. And as you can imagine, they haven't thrown it away. So they were, on paper, they're worth about $2 billion apiece at the present time. But who knows what their holdings are.
How is the Federal Reserve set up?
Well, it was set up as 12 districts. See, we had 48 states in the United States at that time. So you would think that the logical way would be to set up a Federal Reserve Bank in each state and have the 48 Federal Reserve Banks. But instead, they carved the United States into 12 districts of their own, which they called Federal Reserve Districts. And these 12 Federal Reserve Districts are actually the government of the United States. They override the states, and they override the federal government. And not many people know that. They don't know that this is the Federal Reserve System of the United States, the Federal Reserve Districts.
Why didn't the American people rise up or say something about it?
They didn't say anything about it because it was a hidden conspiracy. Now I'm always called a conspiratologist, and people say I see conspiracies everywhere. But as I told a reporter for the Dallas Morning News a couple years ago in a front page story, I said I've never had to invent a conspiracy in my life. There are more conspiracies than I can possibly write about. So it's not a question of seeing conspiracies under every bed. It's a question of seeing conspiracies in every commercial activity and every political activity that goes on in this country. Because they always have a hidden agenda, which means that the conspirators have to keep their identities concealed. And it's always criminal in nature because they always have some criminal objective to obtain by operating this conspiracy. That makes it all persons involved in a conspiracy for a criminal purpose automatically become criminals, criminally liable. And that is the case of everybody who has anything to do with the Federal Reserve System. They're criminally liable for participating in a criminal conspiracy. And there's no other definition that you can make because under law, a person who is involved in a criminal conspiracy is a criminal. And that's the upshot of the whole thing. Nothing more to be said.
Why doesn't Congress control the money?
Well, Thomas Jefferson and the writers of the Constitution specifically designated the Congress to control the money. And they designated that the monetary unit of the United States would be gold and silver. There is no specification anywhere in the Constitution for paper money. And what the Federal Reserve conspiracy of 1913 did, it made lawful a paper currency, which the Constitution did not authorize. But they passed it through Congress, so it became public law of Congress, and that made it official that the Federal Reserve dollar became the monetary unit of the United States as paper currency, which totally defied the Constitution, which provided that only gold and silver could be the monetary unit of the United States, and that only Congress would control the monetary unit of the United States. So it was doubly unconstitutional at its outset. It's become more unconstitutional every day since.
Is there any gold left in Fort Knox?
No one knows. I worked with a man named Edward Durrell who spent quite a fortune of his own, probably $100 million, trying to prove that there was no gold in Fort Knox. And apparently he finally I was able to prove it, but they never published the fact that it's not there. And they had a number of congressmen go to Fort Knox, and they led them deep into the bowels of the earth, about 50 floors down in elevators. And there they were shown, through iron cages, they were shown some stacks of what were supposed to be gold bars. And they said, that's the gold stock of the United States. But the congressmen were not allowed to go into the, past the gold bars, the bars of the gold bars. And they were not allowed to, I think they were, they finally extricated one gold bar and handed it to them, and they more or less could see there was gold, which you cannot determine except by a chemical assay. And so a congressman was handed a gold bar, and he agreed this is the entire gold stock of the United States. And that is the only acknowledgement that we have gold in Fort Knox.
What is the difference between a gold or silver-backed currency as opposed to a fiat currency?
Well, fiat currency is paper currency, which is backed by paper money, which is what the Federal Reserve dollar is. And I say in my book that Congress in 1944, during World War II, when the American people were occupied with the war and so forth, Congress in 1944 hurriedly passed a law removing the last gold and silver from the backing of the U.S. dollar. So since 1944, the U.S. dollar has been a paper-backed money issued against paper bonds. It's paper on paper. So that's the status today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smullins. We'll break right now because of time. But that is a fabulous example of the brilliance of Eustace Mullins. His knowledge is absolutely astronomical, and he contributed mightily. Many books, many volumes on this conspiracy, as he so aptly describes it. It is a conspiracy, and the conspirators run the United States Treasury. They run the government. They run the White House, yes. They run the Congress, and if they don't, they just simply extort from the Congress. This is why the Mossad has these files on all those who run for Congress, those who are in Congress, those that are in positions of power, and in the Supreme Court. They have the dossiers. They know who's been naughty to them and who's been nice. And so they can prevent congressmen from going to inspect Fort Knox, which is a sham and a joke to begin with. I don't go back to believing people like Peter Beter, you know, the head of the Exim Export Bank at the time, Exim Bank, who claimed all these things happened and that David Rockefeller and Nelson Rockefeller, all these people were being shot in the head and you could see the bullet wounds and they've been, you know, killed off and this conspiracy was evolving constantly just by my newsletter for $400. You know, I don't buy all of that. But we do know, as Eustace has said, that this is an ongoing conspiracy, and it was all about creating a new world order by war. The war was the backdrop, you see, to the cover for what they were doing to us. It wasn't a matter of defeating tyranny. It was a matter of enshrining tyranny in World War II. And that's why they had the end of the gold standard. You couldn't buy gold. But foreigners could. They could buy American gold. So they were fleecing out the capital of America, making her part of a new international world debt system. And all of this was going on. And the New York Times, which they owned, of course, wouldn't dare report on it. All you heard about was that conference up there in Bretton Woods, you know, after the fact that it happened in New Hampshire, and that they had a meet in secret, you know, like the delegates to the Constitutional Convention. Because they didn't want to be attacked by terrorists, you see. They were protecting America's secrets and America's liberty. Now, we all know this is all bunk. So what are we going to do about it? What do we do about it? What can we do about it? All I can say is go right back to the scriptures and see what Moses did and see what Joshua did and see what Elijah did and see what all of the prophets did. And what did they do? He told their people to repent of their sins and to get right with God. And this is what happened with Jonah. This is what happened with a number of others, as we know, in Isaiah, so clearly laid out that if you don't obey him, that you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer the deprivation and the dictatorship of those who God hates to begin with. He loves his children, but he hates Satan's children. And he's going to let Satan's children do some picking the flesh off the bones. That's where we are today. So, folks, there's no hope in politics. There is absolutely no change of White Houses. There is no change that could ever amount to any opposition to this chastisement we're going through now. And the only escape, as I said before, is to get to the Word, to get to know God, and to know his protective custody. So that's what it's all about. In times of destruction, times of absolute collapse and calamity, people don't have to jump out of windows. They don't have to set themselves on fire. They don't take the gun to their head. All you have to do is be secure in the knowledge that they can be blessed and they can be fed when there's no food, and God will take care of them. And that's the message of the three Hebrew boys in that fiery furnace under Nebuchadnezzar, you know? That's the message. Meshach, Rachach, and Abednego. The fire couldn't even be set. There was no stench. There was absolutely no smell of fire because he is the protective fire. All right. Okay, we'll come back, and we're going to have Art come up, too, in a few minutes. You can take some calls. Rick Adams, Uncensored, on this holiday weekend.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, on Independence Day holiday, and we will take some calls, a call or two right now if you have time, and I think we can do that now at 800-313-9443. Andy in Texas, I believe, has something to contribute right now. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Rick, nice to talk to you. Hey, you know what, have you ever felt like you live in the land of synchronicity?
I feel like we live in more than that land, yeah. I know.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a biblical person, and I really appreciate that because you bring the value of the Bible to life when you talk. Can you just briefly, I know you've done it all your life, but can you just briefly tell us what's coming up?
Oh, you mean prophetically?
Yes, please.
Well, I think right now we are on the very precipice of the very end of this world system, this age, when Satan is gathering his forces together, and he's going to unleash his powers and the horns of the nations of Europe and America and the world and bring together, an economic destruction, an economic collapse. A mortal wound will take place to this system that is going to form from that collapse. So what we're seeing now is a total debacle, economically, I believe, and that the system cannot sustain itself. That's why they had to. They had to create an interdependence economically, you see, monetarily. They had to make sure that nations, particularly America, and the other nations of the world were not the captains of their own destiny, economically, that is. And politically. So they sold us on war, and they sold us on terror threats, and they sold us on all this intrigue and all of this international pablum in order to bring us to the state where we are today. So we're at that point where there is no turning back, Andy. There is absolutely no way there is going to be an escape from an economic catastrophe, as far as I'm concerned. People are mortgaged now to the very limit. They have no real money, no real liquidity. All they have is debt obligations. So that makes them pray for what will happen when this great locust army, spoken of, you know, in Revelation and in Daniel and whatever, and it's going to take everything in its path. And it's just going to take everything the people thought they had in the bank, the money they thought they accumulated, such as Roosevelt did to us in 1934. You see, stole the people's gold, told us that it was the cause of the Depression. All we had to do was trust the Federal Reserve and give us their gold, and we will take care of them, give them pieces of paper that will make them happy and prosperous again. And the dumbbells believed it, just like they believed that if we just went to war again, you know, we would just solve the world's problems as we did in the First War. First War was supposed to be the end of war. And here we are again because we didn't finish the job, you know. We didn't finish the task like with Saddam Hussein. So what I'm saying, to cut to the chase, is we are at the doorstep of Satan's empowerment of the kings of the earth. And from that point on, it's going to be downhill all the way. People are going to be, you know, given basically a number, you know, a mark of the beast in order to do business, in order to have money, in order to do the things they need to do. They're going to have to accept Satan's monetary system that will follow. And then, of course, we know what will happen in Jerusalem. It'll be destroyed. Satan will appear there as the Savior. And I think this can all happen within a matter of months to a year. I do believe that.
Well, hey, Rick, I'm not a Bible thumper per se, but, I mean, does synchronicity come up at all in the Bible?
Sure, it depends on what you mean by synchronicity. How do you define it yourself? In what sense?
Well, synchronicity, where things just fall in place. Things you need just happen.
Yeah, sure.
You look
at
the clock, it's 11:11 instead of 11:12. It's 1:11. It's 3:33. You see stuff like this. And I've heard people on TV talk about this, even on Titus Smiley's program and stuff, talking about synchronicity, where you're just in time because you get what's going on in this world. You understand what's going on in this world, and things just happen for you. And I have experienced synchronicity off the charts, and I am amazed by it. I mean, things have come to me that I didn't think would come to me. Things have been taken from me that I thought was going to destroy my life, but it actually made it better. And then I ended up with a pudding. I kept saying to myself, I need a pet because I'm alone. I've been alone for the last 6 months. And I said, I need a pet. And holy crap, God sent me a dog. He adopted me. I didn't adopt him. He adopted me. I can't get rid of him to save my life. You see what I'm saying? The synchronous. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I think it goes coincide with the Bible.
Well, there is. You know, there's parallelisms and so forth, and it all falls into place is what you're trying to say. And I agree. Everything is, remember, all things under the sun, okay, are given for a reason. And there is a purpose for all things, right out of ecclesiastical rule. So that everything we see going on now, believe it or not, we may think that we are in charge, but we're not in charge of anything. We don't know from minute to minute whether we'll be here the next minute. The next day is not promised to any man, it says in the scripture. And that's the thing we need to know, is you can plan for the future, but also expect it to end unexpectedly. Thank you very much, Andy, for your thoughts. And we're going to come back with Art very shortly. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are Public Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the Earth.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that word. We have a few callers, and I want to bring up Art first, though, because we have this last half hour reserved for his thoughts, and bring him up, and we'll take your calls as we go along. So stay on the line. Okay, welcome, Art, back to the program.
Hello, Rick, and welcome to all the RBN listeners, and happy 4th of July.
Very well, very well. You hear any of what we played today?
Yes. And hopefully you saw that email I sent to you about the legacy of the Federal Reserve System.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, so I did, and your others as well on, the documents surrounding the life and legacy of Eustace Mullins and his great work. And
right.
How, of course, he was persecuted and attacked, as was Ezra Pound, too. I did.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right. So, I mean, an appropriate quote would be what Jefferson said on private banking, for the fourth. If American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of the currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent that their fathers conquered. And I
yes.
think that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
Precisely.
Right. And we're probably going to see it in a couple of weeks when they start massive evictions because people were put out of work over the COVID virus issue. And then also if you look at a YouTube series of videos of, called Money GPS. And the guy's from Canada, but he's looking at the Federal Reserve Bank. And the thing he's pointing out right now is that they're buying up all the corporations with this printed money. You know, that's where the money's going, is buying corporate bonds left and right. So, and he made the analogy, it's going to pretty soon be like the Bank of Japan, which they have 80% of all the industry in Japan is owned by the central bank over there. So we're going to lose control over our economy, where they're going to own all the corporations, and now we're going to see massive evictions. That's what I see. So Jefferson,
and when, quote, yeah, when you have evictions now, where then do those folk go? Guess where?
On the streets.
And where do they go when they're in the streets rebelling and rioting? What do we need then to restore order?
Well, then you need, obviously, the militia to restore order. Because I don't
see some kind of intervention, some military type of operation, and that
right.
attempted confiscation of the people's right to keep and bear arms in order to enforce the public good, don't you?
Correct, right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
It's taking us down the road of tyranny. This is where it's
right.
going. There's no doubt.
Unless anybody
that.
Think we're making this stuff up, you know, the Pentagon did these studies years ago. The last 15 years we've been talking, they've been doing these studies about what would happen when the economy collapses. Not if it collapses, but when it collapses. And they said, we have a plan of action. I wonder what, huh? Sure do. And
right.
You know, one of the people that puts out a newsletter, it's over saying, well, no American troop or American military personnel is going to turn on his own. Well, I mean, that may be true for the most part. But let's face it, we're not alone in this country. We have a number of foreign troops on American soil right now. We don't even know that exact number. But they are ready to swing into action when they need to be commissioned. And don't think that an American president, any president, would hesitate to do that. Because the forces, as you said, the powers of the banks, the Federal Reserve, those who own the economy, own the politicians, right?
Correct, right. Yes. So you look at the 12 chapters of the Federal Reserve Bank, and one of the ones I just looked at was the top executives of the Federal Reserve Bank for the Boston chapter. And number two is the chairman of Brown University, the Annenberg mm-hmm. Crime Syndicate, right there.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then I had a No Place for Corruption. His term expired. We had Jim Nevels as the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, directly tied in with the Bucks County Mafia, Bucks County Republican Party, directly involved in cover-up of the JFK assassination. So
mm-hmm.
when Eustace Mullen says, you know, that the Mafia is part of the Federal Reserve Bank, he was exactly
yes.
right.
yes.
Right.
I was thinking your very words. Your very
yeah.
words. I mean, they are the Mafia.
Right.
Meanwhile, we're picking up the hoods on the street. We're going after the petty criminals who break in, steal a loaf of bread, or speed over the limit, or smoke a little marijuana, whatever it is they do, and we'll throw the full force of the law on them. But when these gangsters run this whole system, this corrupt system, we look the other way. We have attorneys general who do that. We have the prosecutors who do that. They wouldn't dare take them on. You know what happened to the former, or was it prosecutor there, the Attorney General of New York? They took him down, and he was
right.
one of the tribe. And, you know, it's like you don't fight against us. You don't be the black sheep in the family. We will take anyone out, and that's what they do. That's why they created the CIA, and that's why they have Homeland Security. You know?
Right.
So, you're right, Art. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. Is his website, by the way. Do you want to take a couple of calls with me? Let's take some calls right now. First, I think we had waiting in the wings Terry from Texas. And hello, Terry. You're up on the program. Welcome.
Hey, Rick. This is in reference to your call you had with Andy.
Yeah. Yes? Are you there now? What happened? You there? You lose the signal?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm fine. I guess I can hear you now. You were talking about asking you about, you know, your assessment as to where the you think the situation is, you know, as far as prophetically, and then you went into the whole thing about, you know, the economy you know, on life support and then ready to go, you know, it's going to roll over the mortal wound. And for some reason, this verse came to my mind when you were talking about in the book of John. And it relates to Christians about dying to themselves. It says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And there's three different ways of death that are explained here. One's Christ, one is Lazarus, and then Christians dying to themselves. But, you know, that mortal wound is very true, and that death that must take place here, the death that will take place in this economy, it's like everything Satan does is very much imitation of Christ. This death that must take place, which is really almost like the elimination of anything that relates to God. On the other side of it, that will bear much fruit for Satan and his minions.
Well put. That's a good analogy, because he is the great imitator. He is the great emancipator.
Yeah. It must die. It must die off for that fruit, for the fruit that he wants to bear. It must die off the system.
Right. Exactly. I mean, God's plan is that this earth as we know it today, this human existence of tragedy and despair and inhumanity, well, this is not God's plan. This is Satan's world. He's not going to leave it like this. We don't just die and go to heaven or hell or what have you, and we just go on and on. No, there's an end coming to this existence. There's an end coming to this world system. It's coming soon, and then Jesus says he will rule with a rod of iron, and there will be many who will hear the truth, and many shall be saved after hearing the gospel. So we have to know that all is not lost, but all is going to transform. By dying to the flesh, we can live in the spirit, right?
Yep.
You know, the flesh is nothing.
One last comment that relates sort of the economy, and I guess more directed towards art. I'm sitting here trying to wrap my mind around this whole valuation of Amazon and of Tesla. And then when you look in these guys' background, you can see who butters their bread. Did you know that Bezos just spent, I think it was $650 million to get the, you know how they name these stadiums like Gillette Stadium and AT Stadium and Coca-Cola Stadium, whatever? He's got a stadium in Seattle they're naming. He paid $650 million to have the name of the stadium changed to Climate Agenda Stadium.
Yes, I saw that. Amazing, isn't it?
So that tells you, Rick, who's buttering these people's bread? Elon Musk, too. There's no, this whole thing with Tesla, you cannot wrap your mind around. You got to wonder who he is in bed with.
Well, we know he's one of them. He's one of the tribe, Elon Musk. And almost all of these people are. They're all tied together to that tribe that rules the world in the last days, who are from the days of Cain, and they have a mark, and the mark of the beast is what the whole world will be following and seeking after. He that receives the mark of the beast, you see? And that will be basically almost the whole world. I mean, just about, except his elect, who will not accept that mark of Cain, you see?
Yeah, that they sold 90,000 cars last quarter, and they have a market cap higher than Toyota, who sold like 3 million cars. I mean, it just doesn't even, you can't even wrap your mind around it.
No, it's fathomless. Any comment, Art?
Well, obviously, it's the Federal Reserve Bank that's pumping all the money in there. And look at their what they call the price over earning ratio. Look at Amazon. It's like 1,200. So it'll take 1,200 years for Amazon to equal the value of earnings, to equal the value of one price of one share of their stock. You know, normal, it's like 15 to 20, 25. So who's pumping in? You know, if it's just like the .com, you're going to see that come crashing down like a lead balloon if we see a major fall.
Okay. Terry, you said it well. Thank you for your contribution, my friend.
All right.
Appreciate all of it. Thanks again. Let's see, Pat, I believe, from Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. You're next on the program.
Hi. The fellow who just called talking about the wheat and it falling to the ground.
Yeah.
In the Bible, God, wheat is a good grain. Remember the parable where it said, don't pull up the tares while they're little, because you'll pull up the wheat? The wheat you want to harvest it. So what they do is they wait until it, till the wheat is heavy and it pulls it over. Then they go cut the tares out and throw it away because that makes the bread bitter.
Hey, that's the harvest.
So you wait until they show themselves.
Yeah, the harvest, right.
Kind of wait until they show themselves what they, who they are, see? But on the other hand, I was calling for this guy who was talking about synchronicity.
Yeah.
I believe it was true. I know what he's talking about. I've known that for many, many years. And everything's happening to me the same way. And it's described in a book called God's Arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's name is Alexander Kistler, K-I-S-T-L-E-R.
Oh, yeah.
You could actually go on the internet and look at it, look at the meaning of the words. And, yeah, 11 means decision and judgment, because we're judged based on our decisions. Yeah, it hasn't, and I can see it all happening. I mean, numbers has warned me, scared me, whatever, for a long time, and so I can't ignore them. Not when every time you look at the clock, you see that number. Oh no. Yeah, just noticing it, because or a division of that number, like 222, 333. I'm telling you.
I see.
God is talking to people. We just don't know how to listen.
Well, that's the key. You're right. And we don't listen and we don't learn. That's the key. All right. Thank you, Pat. We have to move along right now and take a call from Barb in Florida. Hello, Barb. You're up on the program with Art and Rick.
Hi, gentlemen. I live in the communist county here of Florida, Palm Beach County, and all of our beaches, you know, from here south are closed. Can you believe on a beautiful day like this?
Yes. Yes, that's the new change in policy with DeSantis. Yes, he's getting the message. They're all getting the medicine. All of them are starting to wake up to the new world order.
He wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't in favor of closing the beaches, but the locals are doing it. He did it in the beginning, but then he opened up all the beaches, and he was on the side of sunshine and vitamin D. But
I heard that. Yeah. But you know, he acceded, and we have the exact opposite of that in California, where the governor there said we're going to punish the cities, the towns that rebel against our policies. Will withhold money.
Yeah.
Well, why don't the towns withhold property tax money and other taxes and withhold the revenue to the state, you know? Mm. So, I mean, you've got this contrast now, you know, this war going on.
Yes. Yeah. I just wanted to mention that in 2003, the meeting there in D.C. that you talked about, I attended, and I was sitting right, I think it was that year, I was sitting right next to Mel Gibson's mother, and his father was there. And there was also a gentleman that talked about the USS Liberty.
Yeah. Oh, you were there at the convention?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you must remember then that I introduced them, the speakers.
Yes. Oh, and Eustace Mullen had such a beautiful voice, just a beautiful voice. And everything else about him is beautiful, too, but his voice was beautiful. Yes. I just want to mention one other thing, and that is the stars and what's happening with the stars and planets. Rents has a lady on the first Friday of every month, Merlin Gerwick, giving, you know, the situation as it is. And she mentioned right now for this month, restrictions, separations, and delusions in connection with the eclipse that's taken place. I think it was last night, or maybe it's tonight, lunar eclipse. And then she mentions Uranus. That's a push for more freedom. But then you have Mars in September, August and September, and she's talking about martial law. So you were saying the same thing pretty much, Rick.
Well, it evolves, and it dovetails.
Yeah.
It's a matter of sequence, that's all. It's just a matter. And they're talking about it more and more on regular talk radio, about this possibility that what are you going to do when order breaks down and the police can't handle it? That's why they're discrediting the police now.
with a lot of fake shoots, you know, and some of them real, but there are a lot of fakery going on. And we know Homeland Security has a direct pipeline to Israel. And they are the rulers. They are the
unlawful despots.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in the belly of the beast here with them. So
yeah, that's exactly
it's
right.
It's just sad.
Any comment from Art? Let me just get him in on this. Art, any comment on what we just said here?
No, I think you covered it pretty good. I don't know the timeline, but they're certainly pushing for a revolution to take over our government before the election. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. That's very true. I don't think it's about Trump. As many people, you'll hear them in the diners and the bars and so forth, they'll say, watch after this. Corona will be gone. Everything will be gone when Trump is reelected. It's all about getting Trump. No, not about getting Trump. Getting us, folks. All right, destroying us. We'll be right back in the final lap. Stay tuned.
Okay, thanks.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Rick Adams is back.
Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And, we have to note, of course, one of the ridiculous examples across Europe, the United States, the world, is the whole business of racism, Art, you know, and this charge of racism by those who are racist of all. In Copenhagen's Little Mermaid has now been branded a racist fish. Would you believe it? Would you believe that even the Little Mermaid is a racist fish? And we got to take the fins and we got to carve it up and put it on the skillet. This is just one more example of how these fanatics who are, you know, the Saul Alinsky school of criminal useful idiots are getting all this attention in the media and making us feel guilty. We should all feel guilty. Are you guilty today? Are you feeling guilty, Art, that you're a white man?
Not at all. There's no reason I should feel guilty.
You're proud of it. Good for you. Good for you.
Right.
Well, if you're a white male and you're an Anglo-Saxon, you are hated above all else. And you know what they're doing across the world? Laying down and playing dead. As one man said to me years ago, a man of many wisdoms, he said to me, you know the difference with the conservatives, so-called conservative Christians, not the kosher ones, but them and the left, he says, is the conservatives don't bury their dead. And I thought that was quite apt, quite adept on his part. You know,
yeah,
it gets to the point, folks. What was that?
It's very surprising to me how docile the whites are towards all this hostility and racism imposed against them. That's what really surprises mm-hmm. me, is that we don't stand up to it. That doesn't mean
well,
that...
Well, the ADL mafia now is working very feverishly to accomplish that end in the next few weeks or so, is to convince their brother, Zuckerberg, I think, at Facebook, that they need to deal with these hate sites. And what are hate sites? Sites that hate them, sites that hate the haters, sites that question things like the Holocaust industry, which means that you can't even quote a book like The Holocaust Industry by Dr. Norman Finkelstein. He's a Jew. He wrote that book, and it really was, you know, totally panned by the New York Times. Do you remember the book by Mersheimer and those guys, Stephen Jay Walt, The Lobby? How that was treated by the brethren. So I guess they're running a little bit nervous, aren't they? And they should. Any final words? All right, 4th of July weekend, what does it really mean today? Art?
Well, it means that we better realize the tyranny that we're suffering, realize the heritage we have, and the blood it took to basically get us this freedom. And I hope people wake up to remember this still is a republic, and the story about the wolf.
Amen. Stand fast in the liberty which Christ hath made us free. Thank you, Art. Have a good holiday weekend, you and the family.
Thank you, and you also.
Okay. Amen. And RBN, you do the same, God willing. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Till then, may Yahweh bless his elect.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.